Welcome to another edition of Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. It's a program that explores the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. It's great to have you on board.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good, she looked fine. She looked good, she looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. In my hand, just as natural as can be, singing. We walk on to my door. We walk on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa, I knew we was falling in love. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wa-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-doo.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Come by in this day and age, laughing, joking. Walk me out in the morning dew, honey. Please walk me out in the morning dew sometime. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Can't walk you out in no morning dew. But I heard a young man crying. Thought I heard a young man crying today. You didn't hear no young man crying. You did not hear no. There is no more morning dew. What they've been saying all these goddamn years has come true. I knew it was. Now there's no more morning dew.
Has a beard. But but the picture has a mustache. You come into me with that soulful look on your face. You come in looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. Has a beard.
Well, good afternoon there, and welcome to another edition of Reverberation right here on Houston Media Source Net Radio. It's a program that explores the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board. I want to emphasize the musical category of psychedelia, yes, because today, not only are we exploring that musical genre, but to be more specific, we're exploring British psychedelia. We started our first set with Manfred Mann Band, a group that was led by keyboardist, who else? Manfred Mann. We heard Doo Wah Diddy Diddy, released simultaneously in the US and the UK in 1964. This track is actually considered more mod than psychedelic. However, it was mod, music and culture, that became the gateway to the psychedelic music movement in the United Kingdom. And then we heard Over, Under, Sideways, Down by the Yardbirds. That was Jeff Beck taking over lead guitar duties from Eric Clapton on that track. Eric left the band in 1965 looking for greener pastures. The Jeff Beck group followed the Yardbirds from Jeff Beck's first solo effort, Truth, released in 1968. That was musical upstart Rod Stewart, you heard on vocals, singing the track Morning Dew. It was penned by Canadian singer-songwriter Bonnie Dobson. And we ended that set with Cream, featuring Eric Clapton on guitar. We heard the track SWLABR. It's an acronym for the actual title of the song, She Walks Like a Bearded Rainbow, from their second album, Disraeli Gears, recorded in the U.S. and released in 1967. It's the album that gave this supergroup the positioning in the American music market that they so desperately longed for. You're listening to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save. live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury, lazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom, pa, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, save me, save me, save me from this. Live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I'm say you can have all your own. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I'll pick up your
hand. It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
He rich.
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me.
Has he taken any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Welcome back to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We began that last set with Sunny Afternoon by the Kinks, released in 1966. The composition by Kinks frontman Ray Davies addressed the high rate of taxation imposed by the British government during that era. Sunshine Superman, the title track from the third album by Scottish psych folky Donovan Leitch, followed the Kinks and was released in 1966. And we closed with the newly instated Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies. We heard Time of the Season from their album Odyssey and Oracle, released in 1968. The album was originally met with indifference from their U.S. label CBS, who refused to release that particular body of work when they first heard it. However, with the insistence of staff producer Al Cooper, and to everyone's surprise, Time of the Season became the psych hit record of the season that nobody was expecting. You're listening to a special British psychedelic edition of Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board. Remember, you're more than welcome to visit me online on Twitter and on Instagram. If you care to say hello, after the forward slash, just type in KOOPKUPER.
Inside myself. go turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
See for miles and miles and miles. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and 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 miles. I could see for miles.
Bridge of sights to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen.
Tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the words of cool.
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Well, welcome back to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. I'm Coop Cooper, your host. We started our last set of music with a Lennon-McCartney composition titled Hey Bulldog that first saw the light of day when it was released in 1969 on the companion soundtrack album to the animated film Yellow Submarine. Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones followed the Beatles from their album Aftermath, written by the Glimmer Twins, also known as Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. Paint It Black was released in 1966 and featured original Stones guitarist Brian Jones on sitar. I Can See for Miles by The Who followed the Stones from their album The Who Sell Out, released in 1967. It seems like a lifetime, but I still cannot get that iconic image out of my mind of Who frontman Roger Daltrey sitting in a bathtub filled with baked beans on the album cover. And we concluded with Ichiku Park, released in 1968 by the Small Faces, later to be known as The Faces, a group from London's East End. Band members Ronnie Lane and Ian McLaughlin both have a connection to Texas, by the way. Bassist Ronnie Lane left the UK and first settled in Houston in 1984 to receive treatment for his multiple sclerosis at Houston's Massive Medical Center. He then moved to Austin, but finally settled in Trinidad, Colorado, where he passed away in 1997. Keyboardist Ian McLaughlin left the UK and settled in Austin at the recommendation of Ronnie Lane. He resided in the nearby town of Manor, Texas, until he too passed away in 2014. You're listening to Reverberation right here on Houston Media Source Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board.
Just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want me to. But I need is your respect. One thing I can't take is your neglect. More than anything, I need your love. Then troubles are easy to rise above.
Metallic purple armor, queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted, they quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. All for this love. Yeah.
but then he flashes trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's frightened like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a, yeah, I'm bold as love. Yeah, yeah. Is. He knows everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
make it snappy. Please don't be sad if it was a straight man you had. We wouldn't have known what he's here.
Welcome back to Reverberation here on HMS Net Radio. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We started that last set with Eric Burden and the Animals from Newcastle with a track called Don't Bring Me Down, released in 1966. Axe's Bold as Love by the Jimi Hendrix Experience is what we heard next, the title track from their second album, released in 1967 in the UK and 1968 in the US. Jimmy may have been from Seattle, Washington, but the Experience were arguably a very British band. And we closed with Mr. Fantasy, the title track from Traffic's debut album. That's who we heard after Jimi Hendrix, released in 1967. Traffic was a jazz-infused rock band from Birmingham, England, whose membership included the unmistakable sound of Stevie Winwood on vocals. You're listening to Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio. My name is Coop Cooper. I have been your host for the past hour, and it was great having you on board. Join me next month for another program where we examine the musical, historical, and cultural aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. Please visit the HMS website to confirm the date and the time. That address is hmsnetradio.org. And remember, you are always welcome to visit me on Twitter and on Instagram to say hello. If you have the inclination, after the / simply type KOOPKUPER. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time.